Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, B, they ready. Let's go.
I'm feeling myself.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, Dale Mavericks. My Maybach, black Maddie. Bitch never left, but I'm back at it, and I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. Can you think about me when he whacks off? Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that nigga like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce, or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself.
Change the game when that digital drops. Know where you was when that digital popped. I shot the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I shot the world.
World stop.
Carry on.
Pretty on fleek. Pretty gang, always keep them niggas on geek. Riding through Texas, feed them for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nikki is tight. I said, yeah, nigga, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that pipe. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me brain like NYU. I said, teach me, nigga, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work. Keep digging that work. I got it. 36 for that real, pinky full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby.
I'm feeling myself. Cooking up that bass, looking like a kilo. He just wanna space. Bitches ain't got punchlines or flow. I have both and an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that hoe know. He in love with that cook.
Why these bitches don't ever be learning? You bitches will never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques on my records. That's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40. I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that nature? Look at my finger. That is a glacier. Hits like a laser.
Whipping on that work. Trippin' off that perk. Flippin' up my skirt, and I be whipping all that work. Taking trips with all them keys. Car keys got bees. Singing with the queen bee, and we be whipping all of that D. Cause we dope girls, we
flawless.
We the poster girls for owlers. We run around with them bowlers. Only real niggas in my cowlers. I'm the big kahuna. Go let them whores know. Just on this song alone, bitches on her fourth floor. You like it, don't you?
Snitches.
Young Money.
Hey, everyone. It's me, Jessica Baptiste. I hope everyone can hear me. Thank you for tuning in. We're supposed to do Saturdays with the Archer Writer yesterday, but Blog Talk was giving us some technical difficulties, so we had to postpone it today. So it's just for this one episode. This one podcast is Sundays with the Archer Writer. So in a couple minutes, a good friend of mine, Kobe Gore, is going to be joining in. Just basically, I haven't done a podcast in a very long time because I've been so busy with this year and everything that's going on with this year. I'm sure everyone that's listening and not listening can understand that this has been a crazy-ass year. And unfortunately, we have a lot of things going on with people. Okay, I hope y'all can hear me. Okay. So unfortunately this year we've had a lot of things going on with people having issues around corona. I know a lot of people have been affected by it, employment-wise, financially-wise, health-wise. So I've known a couple of people that have passed away from it. So that's really, really hard. I just wanted to do an episode to catch up. Also, today is a kind of a emotionally hard day for me. My childhood friend, he is the oldest brother of my good friend Megan Vincent, Brandon Vincent. Today is his 41st birthday, and Brandon was murdered back in 1995. I was 13 and a half when it happened, and it was in Lexington, South Carolina, where I was raised. Shout out to Lexington High Class of 2000. Too bad we're not going to get our 20-year reunion, but hey, sirrah, sirrah. I'm mostly friends with a lot of you on Facebook, but Brandon was murdered 25 years ago, and new developments have come out of the case. The gentleman that actually went down serving time for the murder is out now, and turns out, from my knowledge, and I, like I said, I don't know if this is fact, turns out that he actually had nothing to do with Brandon's murder, and that other people were involved. And I really don't want to go into details with it, but it's a startling new development. And I try to support Megan and her mother, Miss Donna, as much as I can, because this whole incident and his murder completely try not to get emotional either. It shaped, or really it was the end of our fairy tale existence as adolescents. It changed everything. After Brandon was murdered, I never went back over to Megan's house. So it was some rough stuff. It was a really, really bad time. But happy birthday in heaven, Brandon. We love you and miss you. I miss seeing your White Sox hat. I miss listening to Snoop and Dr. Dre with you, and I miss all of us hanging out at your house just having fun as kids. So big shout out to Brandon. Happy 41st in heaven. So rest in peace, Brandon. Kobe should be calling in at any time, but I just really wanted to, like I said, do a temperature check, I should say, on how everyone is doing this year. I haven't done my podcast since last year because it's just been really crazy busy. I'm just on various writing projects, and I am so behind. I'm launching my Patreon, and Morgan's Apple Tree is going to be on there. The film, gosh, the film. We still have one last scene, the film, and the crew has sporadic schedules, so it's kind of difficult. But I'm also working on another writing project I really can't talk about because I'm sworn to secrecy. That I really can't discuss it, but I just hope everyone, I know 2020 has been a crazy year. It's been a very, very trying year. I hope everyone this year has really kind of been taking it easy, but at the same time of taking it easy, I hope everyone is taking some time to do some personal inventory. I know I've been working on stuff, when I say inventory, kind of looking at where am I going, where have I been. And I joke and say that I'm a hermit, and I'm enjoying being a hermit. I work from home 2 weeks out the month, and 2 weeks I'm in my office, and then I really don't venture out a lot of places. Like today I actually did go out driving, which was really, really interesting in itself. I went out for a drive, and it was really, really cool. I started to see, like, some neighborhood is being built behind my house, so I thought that that was really neat to see that. But I hope and pray that everybody is, again, doing what they need to do to get through this, because this is a very horrible thing. And I think about you guys a lot, and I know everybody's busy, so just, you know, take care of each other. Also, too, I don't know what everybody's political affiliation is. Please don't pay attention to the polls and the news, because it's extremely misleading. Don't do it. Don't pay attention to what the polls say. They can say a lot of stupid stuff, and whatever your party is. Well, here comes my girl. Hold on. Hey, Ma.
Hi, Jessica. How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm cool. Just at the baby shower, the drive-by baby shower. That's all.
Drive-by baby shower. Don't we have a drive-by life this year, and anything that we're doing is drive-by? It's constant drive-by?
Yep.
It's amazing. I actually did something really, really – okay, don't laugh at me. So this morning, I go outside, and I have a white Nissan. And so the other day, there were paw prints on my roof of the car. And so I'm thinking it's one of the stray cats, and I looked at the paw prints, it's a raccoon. So this morning I went outside to take the trash out, and I saw these two beady eyes in the bushes, and when I opened the door, it took off running. I've never seen it, the raccoon is bigger than my cat, and my cat's at least a good 10, 11 pounds. And I don't know why they're starting to come out. They normally come out like in the summertime or whatever, but that's what was sitting on my car the other morning. That was raccoon paw print. So I don't know what's going on with that. No National Geographic around my house.
Definitely Google how to keep them away. There should be something online to tell you. That's crazy.
Something. It's just crazy. But I actually went out driving today. Like, and that seems like it's, oh, everybody drives. No, I actually went on Independence Boulevard because I wanted, I don't go anywhere. Like I just was saying, I'm a hermit. I don't, you know about my bubble, you know, Jessica's bubble. And then I had to kind of like just get out the house and step away because I had remembered it's Brandon's birthday today. And so his mom did a really nice memorial. She has a group devoted to getting justice for Brandon. So, the guy that they said murdered him, they let him out. Turns out he didn't do it. And now they found out the person that did it. And I don't know if this is, again, this is according to what I heard Megan's mother say today, the person that is dead.
Oh, goodness.
So.
How did they say he died?
How did my friend die?
Yeah,
or talk about the killer.
Did it.
I don't know. I don't know. My friend was 15 years old and was taken from the Winn-Dixie when he was working as a bagger, and he was stabbed 72 times and was thrown in a chicken coop.
Oh, my gosh. That's hateful.
So it's been a really heavy emotional day. It's I don't know. In talking to his sister a lot of times, it's so weird how you just repress so much stuff. I was 13 when this happened. And I was talking to her one day, and then something triggered. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, now I realize why I never went back over to their house. I was in Erie the summer that this happened. And I remember my dad called me to tell me that Megan's brother was killed. And I didn't really know anything because this is back in 95. There was no internet. Nobody has cell phones. It was just basically word of mouth. And so when I came home the end of summer, I found out more information. And so I think I was telling my dad, said, I want to go over Megan's. And I said, can you drop me off? Because this was during a time I wasn't allowed to leave the neighborhood. None of us were allowed to leave the neighborhood because we didn't know what happened. She lived in the neighborhood across from me. And my dad told me he didn't want me going over to her house. And then he also told me, do not talk to her on the phone, because he thought that the cops put a trap on the phone, on their phone. Yeah.
Wow.
And I just remembered. Mhm. Oh, it's just,
no,
it's like floodgates. It's very scary. It's very scary because, I mean, we all hung out. We all, you know, knew we were all over at each other's house, and we would just go and do things together. And then one of us isn't there no more. Then another friend of mine, Jesus Christ, that lived around the corner from me, she was killed 4 years ago too. So, yeah.
Wow.
Pretty
all
heavy
the
day.
Same. Is all
no,
today is the anniversary for that too?
She was killed summer 4 years ago, and they got her killer. He's in jail. Like, he's never getting out.
Okay.
But she went missing, and then they found her. So I'm not going into details. That was another gruesome death, and I'm empathic, and I can't. It's just, yeah, it's pretty heavy day, and I'm trying to kind of be a little bit more upbeat. But what's happening with you?
Oh, nothing. I've just been enjoying the baby shower, getting caught up on some self-care this weekend. You know, that's always important to get ready for next week. So, getting some sleep,
what you got going
doing
on next
some
week?
Studies, training. Well,
okay.
We go live. I'm out of training, so we go live on the phone.
Okay.
So now it's time to all that training and footwork. Now it's time to put it in action. So, you know, got to strive to be number one in any industry you work in, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tell everybody.
And
about
how's
you
your new job going? I know we had spoke, but you didn't tell me how it was going.
It's going good. It's going really, really well. I'm not concerned with that. I'm really behind in writing. I'm just not. My energy has just, girl, I'm not gonna lie. You know, the last couple weeks. You know, Mars is in retrograde. I don't know if you follow astrology. Mars is in retrograde, or Mars is doing something crazy. And Mars is the planet of war and tension and aggression. So I'm really laying low. I'm not doing anything. I'm really not going to probably be making any big decisions or any big moves until 2021 because
right.
It's, girl, I ain't never seen a year like this before in my life. It's some crap when you got parents who survived the civil rights movement, the second feminist wave, the 70s, all kind of stuff. And from both of my parents to tell me that they've never seen a year like this before and their 60 plus years is crazy. It's it's nuts. It's really, I just hope that the wildfires in California, if anyone out there is in California, you're in my prayers and my thoughts. It's just
– absolutely.
It's very, very horrible.
Did you see the story on CNN, the little boy that tried to go back and save his grandmother, and they wound up finding the little boy and the dog in a car? It broke my whole heart yesterday.
What?
Yep, they found him. He got burned in the car. Mm-hmm. And the grandmother.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I can't do it. I have family in California. My cousin Dion is in California, but I don't know which part of California. I think she's in Northern California. But I need to – Dion, if you're listening, please holler at me and let me know what's going on with you. But it's – everything going on in this world, like I said, I'm a hermit and I like it. I needed 12 months to just woosaw and just kind of – focus on me and work on me and try to figure out what do I want to do in the next year. And I know you can relate, Kobe, because, you know, me and you've talked about that, you know.
Absolutely.
just kind of checking up. Tell everyone, you did go to the march a couple weeks ago. Tell everybody about that experience.
Oh, yes. That was beautiful to see everybody from all races. It wasn't just black people. It was nice to see everybody just come together with a common purpose. So the energy was definitely there. One of the highlights for me was going to see outside the White House when they had it was like a barbecue in that Lafayette Park where he disrespected those protesters, those peaceful protesters,
and
went
to
that church.
He walked across the street with the Bible.
Yeah, we was in that park.
With that
and
was
they
his
had
daughter's
double
idea.
Dutch contest. Mhm.
Yeah, that was his daughter's
I'm
idea
sorry,
to do that with the Bible. They had double Dutch contest.
They were having full-fledged double Dutch contest. The girl was speaking,
wow.
like, because there was different publications there and media
yeah.
outlets, and she was like, if he don't want to acknowledge us, we'll print it right outside his window. So she said, we out here every day. They double Dutch and barbecuing. They just bringing our culture to him. So, you know, I just liked all of that, like, the T-shirts,
that's
the crafts
cool.
they were selling, just everything. Yeah, everybody got to get out there and vote. I don't care what your opinion is about Biden. Go vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not even just for president. Locally, everywhere. And research who you voted for.
A lot of people don't. That's the thing. They don't. They don't vote for local. Like, my local representative, my local state representative's office is forever calling me, asking me, like, what issues do you want, you know, him to talk about? And I'm like, where do you want me to start? It's so much going on right now. And a lot of people
mm-hmm.
vote on a big stage, and they don't vote locally. And locally affects us every single day. It affects us before federal.
Sure does.
But, you know, we don't pay attention to that. And we need to start paying attention to that. We need to start paying attention to a lot of stuff. 2020 has not taught me anything. It's everyone, please start paying attention to everything. Everything is everything. We all live in relation to each other. What I do affects Kobe. What Kobe does affects somebody else. Even y'all listening to this short little podcast that I'm doing, it's sending out a certain energy, and you have to be able to understand whatever you do affects somebody else, even if you don't intend it to. Just be cognizant of that. And I think 2020 has really shown me that is the truth.
Well, another thing that is to show everybody is that they are trying to start race wars, and black people need to start training. Get your permit, get your
yeah.
concealment, train to shoot your gun, train to protect your house. Be aware of what's going on
yeah.
around you at all times, because we're not hanging ourselves and committing suicide. That's some total malarkey right there. And when this president loses on November 3rd, because I got confidence that everybody going to go vote, when he loses, it's gonna be a lot of those militias upset. So get ready.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's. Yeah, I don't know if you remember, like, about a month ago. I'm a history person. I love history, and like, I think 2 months ago I watched the movie 1917. You don't even have to be a war time fan to appreciate that movie. That movie was shot in one friggin' focus. It's one shot. It's a one shot movie. The scenes don't mm-hmm. break up. It's a continuous shot, which is extremely difficult to do in film. But the whole point of it was so interesting, because they did not at all mince words about the fact of war. But one thing I thought was interesting, I remember when I was in college and everything, I took a class called War in the 20th Century. And my professor was like he had war artifacts, and he had a helmet from 1917, 1918, and it had a bullet in it. And so when he got it, he bought it from this collector, and the guy said, you know, whoever wore it, did the person die? He said, no, that was the purpose in the helmet. He found out, once he took the bullet out the helmet, that it was a German helmet, but the bullet was a German bullet. And he sold the bullet, he told us, for like $100,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, $100,000. But one thing people need to understand, too, about that time, and like I said, I love history, is do you understand how things like that got started? It got started because everybody was nationalistic. When have we heard nationalism and nationalistic views in contemporary times? We hear it every day now. So we have to be
uh-huh.
cognizant of this – World War One got started because a kid, a 19-year-old kid, who they said was too puny for the military, killed an archduke. And that's what started World War One. And he got a statue, girl, up in Serbia. Like, his home is like a national landmark. He's a hero over there.
I bet.
He's
That's
a
why I
hero.
Tell people, stand for something or fall for anything. You have to stand up.
Yeah.
Who else gonna do it? And then let's not also forget how important it is, and just bringing it back to this election, let's not forget that this next president is appointing a lot of judges. He even threw his list out, 45 threw his list out of the judges, and all of them are conservative, meaning they're trying to go after Roe versus Wade. They're trying to go after women's rights. Exactly.
But this is what I'm saying. Well, Roe, why are you going after Roe v. Wade? Why? What significance does it have now? I don't know. But, you know, people have to, even if he loses, Kobe, the damage that he has done, you would literally have to, you can't change it. I was talking to my cousin who's an attorney, and we were talking about this. You would have to invalidate his election and presidency, which can never be done. So there's damage that's been done, but the damage got done because there was a bunch of inaction 4 years ago. And you know it, and I know it.
Oh, yeah. So soon as he got elected back in 2016, it was downhill from there. We already had – Obama had to come through and clean up the mess that Bush had created. So then they was blocking him on every level with that. So once he got a little something done with the Affordable Health Care Act, then here comes 45 – wanting to destroy it. It's like, are you kidding me? You know how many people I know that Affordable Health Care Act helped?
Have you read the whole thing? Have you read the whole thing?
I haven't read the whole Affordable Health Care Act.
It covers diseases like those coal miners that were getting that lung thing, black lung, I think something is called. There's a clause in Affordable Care Act that covers that, because legally insurance companies were not covering it. So these guys were dying of emphysema and COPD and stuff like that. Now they can get treatment before they get that. It's just, you gotta research things, and you have to see things for what they are. And I'm just doing a temperature check with this podcast. This is going to be the first of many, I believe, since, you know, I'm trying to get everything back on track. But one thing, piece of information that has helped me tremendously in 2020 that I tell people, look at things for what they are and not look at things for what people want them to be or what you want them to be. Because at the end of the day, everything is everything. And if you're not living in what you need to be doing and you're not watching what you're doing, we're going to continue to have years like this. Half the stuff that's happened this year was completely preventable. Corona was preventable. Okay. It's just the truth. It would have came to the United States, but not on this scale, not at all on this scale.
No, it's because they sat back and didn't do anything. And then now they want to blame the people, blame the governors, the Democratic ones to be specific, to say that it's all their fault. He is such a coward. Like,
okay.
Just very repulsive, extremely. Like, we got to vote. We got to vote and know what's going on.
Yeah.
And like you say, do your own research.
Do your own research. Go out and vote. See, the truth is there. You don't have to believe the conspiracy theories. The truth is, listen, if it feels weird to you or feels out of sorts to you, you probably don't need to be reading it or believing it. So just go from that. But we only have a couple more seconds left. Guys, I'm going to try to be back next week. I want to get my spiritual advisor on the line next week or the week after to do another show. But Kobe, thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday afternoon to join me. And everybody, please follow me on Facebook. It is it's actually Thursdays with the Archer Writer, but I'm going to change that to Saturdays with the Archer Writer. Please look at that. I'm going to post a link to the show there. My contact information is on there as well. As always, everyone, you know, be safe, take care of yourselves. XO Jess, love you guys. Stay tuned for more shows.
All right, you be blessed. Thank you for having me.
You too. Bye-bye.